Hello, folks, and welcome to Roots and Branches and Beyond. My name's Ivan Imke, with you for the next 60 minutes of music from here and there. We're still celebrating the garden and the farm with a lot of songs and tunes today about plows. They're integral to farms, at least they were before no-till came in. This is Tiger Moth, something called Speed the Plow. There they went into a minor key. Ha. Tell you a bit more about Tiger Moth in a moment. Thanks for joining me. This is show number 188. Great tune. Lots of fun to play if you're ever playing the accordion or the melodeon and so on, and many other instruments. That's called Speed the Plow, and the band was Tiger Moth. They're a rather energetic mixture of traditional English country dance and reggae and blues and rock and roll and jazz, a bit of world music there. They had a successor then called Orchestra Super Moth, I think it was, and it sort of sparked a new wave of British trad rock bands in the late 80s. The group was only together about 6 years or something like that. They had this style of music called zany and lively and danceable and fun and so on. I think they started off as a band called the English Country Blues Band that they got together, and they did a number of other dates later on. They had sort of a reunion in the summer of 2004. It was the 20th anniversary of their first album. They had so much fun that they did it again in 2006, you know, and so on. But their influence is still around. That's from a CD called Mothballs, which was some of their early material. This is Roots and Branches and Beyond, and we are doing, this is the fourth show on gardening and farming and, well, mostly on plowing today, truth be told. Next up, we have Matthew Byrne, and this is something called The Jolly Plowboy. Matthew Byrne believes that storytelling through song is a duty of traditional musicians, and he is certainly living up to that. His parents were both singers and song collectors in Newfoundland, and a strong family focus was on sharing songs. He was the son of Joe Byrne, who was the folk duo along with Pat and Joe Byrne, and he's performed and recorded as a solo artist. He's also a member of the Dardanelles, who we've played here before a number of times. He's got about 4 studio albums out now. There's a 5th one I'm still waiting for that's apparently produced in the UK, and lots of Canadian folk music awards. This is from a CD called Hearts and Heroes. This is Matthew Byrne.
Plowboy was plowing up the land with his horses all under a green shade. He whistled a gay song while his horses jogged along. All his wishes were to wed a handsome maid, a handsome maid. His wishes were to wed a handsome maid. He finished up his song while his plough it ran along, saying, for courting of this maid I am to blame. And it's when her aged father I'm sure will come to know. He will send me to the wars to be slain, to be slain. Send me to the wars to be slain. When Mary's cruel father came for to know that young Mary she was courting on the plain, well, they've sent a troop of soldiers to press her love on board, and they've sent him to the wars to be slain, to be slain. They've sent him to the wars to be slain. With bright gold, and she's marched down the street while the tears roll down her cheek. She's marched out like any soldier bold, she's marched out like any soldier bold. She went to the ship where her true love he did lie. To the captain she did instantly complain, why my poor distressed maid looking out for my plowboy? They sent her to the wars to be slain, to be slain. Pulled out a purse of the very beaten gold, 500 guineas there and more, and she's freely laid it down for her own plowboy, and rode him in her arms to the shore, to the shore, and rode him in her arms to the shore. Now what's like two lovers when they do meet? They will drink and drown all sorrow and woe, and they will laugh and they will sing, and they'll cause the bell to ring. All for joy she's got the young man she adored, she adored. Joy she's got the young man she adored.
From a CD called Hearts and Heroes, that was Matthew Byrne. Lovely song there called The Jolly Plowboy. He's got some great musical accompaniment in the background. This is Roots and Branches and Beyond, kind of a plowboy kind of show this day anyways. This is show number 188. I'm glad you've joined me. Next up we have Solas, Irish for light, Irish Gaelic for light. It's an American musical group. I've played it a number of times before. They have some great material. This is from their CD called Waiting for an Echo. They made about a dozen of them, and this was one near the end of their, they announced a sabbatical back in 2017, but they haven't really quite got back together again. And this is something called The Plowman. This is Solas.
The rose, for his breath is as sweet as the rose.
That's Solace from their CD Waiting for an Echo. That was The Plowman. They have such a great facility and ease in their playing. Makes it just, well, it's just so natural. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond. This is a show about plowboys mostly, and you could be listening on Voice of Bombay, CHBB 95.9 FM in Norris Point, or 98.1 in Rocky Harbour. Chances are, maybe you're listening on Radio Belle Island, CJBI 93.9 FM in Belle Island, Newfoundland, Labrador, and throughout Conception Bay South. However you got here, I'm glad you've joined me. Next up, to continue on, we have a song called Come All You Jolly Plowboys. No miserable plowboys, please. Just the jolly ones. This is by John Kirkpatrick. This is from a CD called Coattails Flying. And John Kirkpatrick was born in Chiswick in West London. He had a deep love of music from family gatherings and sing songs and church choirs and school choirs and Morris dancers when he was growing up. He started Morris dancing, I think it was back in 1959, and he took up the melodeon, then the button accordion, then the Anglo concertina after that, got hooked on traditional songs, and he became one of the most prolific figures in the English folk scene. He's been performing solo and duos and acoustic groups and electric bands and all manner of things. This is from a CD, as I said, called Coattails Flying. This is Come All You Jolly Plowboys, John Kirkpatrick.
Come all you jolly plowboys and help me to sing. I'll sing in the praise of you all. For if we don't labor, how can there be bread? I will sing and make merry with all. It was off to young brethren, to brethren of old. It was off to young brethren born. Oh, the one was a shepherd and a tender of sheep, and the other a planter of corn. We will moil it, we will toil it through mire and through clay. We will plough it up deeper and low. Then after comes the seedsman, his corn for to sow, and the harrow to rake it in rows. Here's April, here's May, here's June and July. What pleasure to see the corn grow. In August it ripeneth, we reap and sheaves tie, and go down with our scythes for to mow. And when we have gathered up every sheaf, and gleaned up every ear, we'll make no more to do but to plough and to sow, and provide for the harvest next year. We'll make no more to do but to plough and to sow, and provide for the harvest next year.
And that was John Kirkpatrick, and in case you wondered there, he was doing all of those different harmonies by himself. That's a great fun he was having, clearly. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond. This is a show about plowboys, and we'll continue on with something else from the UK. This is from Bill Whaley and Dave Fletcher, and this is something called The Pretty Plowboy. It's Dave and Bill are fairly well known throughout their native county of Lincolnshire. And they work as in clubs and festivals, as a duo and so on. Originally, they were members of a band called Sluice Bridge, which were kind of a Dubliners-influenced band, played around the East Midlands. They were also members of Kesteven Morris, where Bill was a musician, Dave was a dancer. And they were both in the Higgledy Piggledy Cayley band, which is an offshoot of the Morris team. They've been singing together for about 30 years, something like that. And they have fun with it all. They have a real sense of humor. The sleeve notes on their second album refers to Bill's, and I'm quoting here, Bill's doleful, lugubrious persona, so effective in projecting the duo's image as the most miserable act on the folk scene. And their flyers exhort you to hear them while they're still alive. They claim it was a printer's mistake, but they just kept it. This is something called The Pretty Plowboy, Bill Whaley and Dave Fletcher.
It's of a brisk young plowboy, he was plowing on the plain, and his horses stood down in yonder shade. 'Twas down in yonder grove he went whistling to his plow, and by chance there he met a pretty maid, pretty maid. And by chance there he met a pretty maid. So the song that he sang, as together they walked along, pretty maid, oh, you are of high degree. If I should fall in love and your parents disapprove, oh, the next thing they would send me to the sea, to the sea. Oh, the next thing they would send me to the sea. So when her aged parents, they did come for to know that her love he was ploughing on the plain, they sent for the press gang and they pressed her love away, and they sent him to the wars to be slain, to be slain. Oh, they sent him to the wars to be slain. So she dressed herself up in all that was her best, and her pockets had been well lined with gold. Oh, see her trudge the streets with a tear all in her eye. She was searching for her pretty plowboy bald, plowboy bald. She was searching for her pretty plowboy bald. So the first that she met was a jolly sailor bold. Have you seen my pretty ploughing boy, she cried. He's just across the deep and he's sailing for the fleet. And he said, my pretty maid, will you ride, will you ride? And he said, my pretty maid, will you ride? So she rode till she came to the ship her love sailed in, and unto the captain did complain. She said, I've come in search of my pretty ploughing boy, who was sent into the wars to be slain, to be slain. Who was sent into the wars to be slain. So 500 bright guineas she then did lay her down, and so freely she told them all o'er, until she got her pretty ploughboy in her arms, and she hugged him till she got him safe on shore, safe on shore. And she hugged him till she got him safe on shore. She set the bells to ring, and so sweetly she did sing, just because she'd saved the lad that she adored, she adored. Just because she'd saved the lad that she adored.
That's a song called The Pretty Plowboy. That was Bill Whaley and Dave Fletcher. It's a popular broadside ballad from the 1800s, back in the days when the Army used to get their recruits by sending press gangs out and pressing people into service. In this case, he was saved by his true love, and that's a happy ending to that. That sort of thing, press gangs were starting to be disbanded in the early 1800s, about 1815. By 1835, that very brutal method of recruiting had ended, although the songs about press gangs are with us to this day. This is Roots and Branches and Beyond. You're listening to a show about, well, it's been about gardening and farming the last few weeks, but really we're talking about plowing or plowboys. And next up we have The Simple Plowboy. This is from Bruce Molsky, who I've played before. He's an American, a street kid from Bronx, kind of bailed out and college and big city life. He went to a cabin in Virginia back in the 1970s, and he soaked up the passion that was kind of dramatically upending his parents' life plan for him. You know, they wanted him to be a doctor or whatever, but he was soaking up authentic Appalachian mountain music at the feet of its pioneers and old masters, many of whom are now long gone. So today he's one of the most revered multi-hyphenated career ambassadors for America's old-time mountain music, and here he's doing The Simple Plowboy. This is Bruce Molsky.
T'was early one morning, the plowboy rose. He walked out on his farm. Whistled and he sang as he walked along. By chance that he spied a pretty maid, pretty maid. By chance he spied a pretty maid, saying, suppose we fall in love and your parents don't approve. Straight away they'll send you out to sea. They'll press force against you and hurry you away, and send you to the wars to be slain, to be slain, and send you to the wars to be slain. She dressed herself in men's clothes so costly and so fine, her pockets were filled with gold. She walked up to London and she walked back again, inquiring for her sailor boy, sailor boy, inquiring for her sailor boy. Sailor bold, have you seen my plowboy? She cried. He's enlisted on the deep and he's rolling on the sleet. Will you ride, pretty maiden? Will you ride? Will you ride? Will you ride, pretty maiden? Will you ride? She rode till they came to the ship her love was in, then unto the captain did complain, saying, I've come for to seek my little plowboy, that's sent to the wars to be slain, to be slain, that's sent to the wars to be slain. Until she brought him safe to shore, saying, the bells may loudly ring and the fair maids may sing, I'll get married to the lady I adore, I adore, I'll get married to the lady I adore.
And that's Bruce Molsky, something there called The Simple Plowboy. And that's a version from the United States, which is kind of similar to the version we just heard previously, Bill Whaley and Dave Fletcher doing The Pretty Plowboy. From the UK, and that's from a double CD set called Song Links. It was put together. It was a celebration of English traditional songs and their American variants. So one CD has the English and the other one has the American. Now, there weren't any press gangs as such in the United States, but there are other, I guess, drafting processes which were equally, in some ways, disadvantageous to many groups. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond, and you could be listening on Mun Radio, CHMR, 93.5 FM in St. John's, Newfoundland, or on Bay of Islands Radio, which is CKVB 100.1 FM in Cornerbrook and throughout the Bay of Islands, however you got here. I'm glad you're joining me. Well, next up we have, of course, another song about ploughs. And it's another British song about ploughs, oddly enough. You know, they love to write songs about ploughs, which is, it's fine. Ploughing is a noble tradition. This is something called The Painful Plough, and it's a 19th century English ballad as well. It's basically an argument between a ploughman and a gardener, and they're trying to determine whose occupation is more valuable to humanity. And this is done by a group called Finest Kind, a folk trio from Ottawa. They were formed in 1991. Ian Rob Ann Downey and Shelley Posen. And wonderful harmony singing and brilliant vocals, great song choices, and a real flair for not just the traditional material, but also some original material, mix of repertoire. They've done, I think it's about 7 CDs, something like that, and I've played them numerous times. This is from their CD called Silks and Spices. This is The Painful Plough.
Come all you jolly ploughmen of courage, stout and bold, that labors all the winter in stormy winds and cold. To sow the fields with plenty, our farmyards to renew, to crown them with contentment, behold the painful plough. For Adam was a ploughman when ploughing first began. The next that did succeed him was Cain, the eldest son. Some other generation their calling now pursue, that bread may not be wanting, remains the painful plough. And Samson was the strongest man, and Solomon was wise. Alexander fought to conquer, 'twas all his daily prize. King David, he was valiant, and many thousands slew. Yet none of these brave heroes could live without the plough. Behold the wealthy merchant who trades in foreign seas and brings forth gold and treasure for them that lives at ease. With finest silks and spices and fruits and dainties too, they are brought from the Indies by virtue of the plough. For they must have bread, biscuit, rice, pudding, flour and peas to feed the jolly sailors as they sail o'er the seas. Yet every man that brings them here will own to what is true. He cannot sail the ocean without the painful plough.
That's Finest Kind from their CD Silks and Spices, The Painful Plough. And we're talking about ploughing of various sorts today, and it's part of a series. It was four shows at least so far on farming and gardening. And next week, and I'll give you a bit of a preview of that by playing this next track. Next week I decided to play some, instead of just looking up farming in my CD collection, I decided to look up ferme and jardin, some French words. So it's most of it is material from France, Quebec, or Louisiana about farming. And so this is a band out of Montreal, a house band at Hurley's Irish Pub for a period of time, called Solstice. And this is from a CD called Come to the Bower, which was their fourth CD. Kind of toned down their rollicking pub image for a little while to do these songs. They're still around. There's a new fiddler with them now, Kate Bevan-Baker, who studied music at Memorial, actually, was a founding member of the Dardanelles. I've mentioned them earlier this show, as she's sort of at the intersection of classical and traditional fiddling. But anyway, this is from their CD, Come to the Bower. And Ferme l'Ami, the Lamy Farm, is one of the tunes. I think, first of all, we get to Meg's reel, but Ferme l'Ami is how it got into this show. This is Solstice. And that is a band called Solstice, something called the Ferme l'Ami, and from the CD Come to the Bower. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond, and this is show number 188, and we're talking about plows this week. Next week, we'll be hearing more music from Quebec and France, and we'll be talking not about gardens, but jardins, and not about farms, but fermes. Yeah, there you go. But the music will be slightly different, but still well within the beauty of the kind of music we like to play on this show. Next up, we have a band called Malinky. And Malinky are a fine band out of the Edinburgh folk scene. They were out of the session scene back in 1998. They started off. They were largely formed then to help one of their members who had a gig. And they said, can you come on and play with me and support me? A gig at the Edinburgh Folk Club. And so they kind of got together and they realized that they kind of had something going well. And so they continued on and they concentrated on the Scots traditional music. And within 6 months, they'd won an award for new talent at Glasgow's Celtic Connections. They were signed up by the Scottish independent folk label Green Tracks Recording. And there you go. Bob's your uncle. You've got a career in music. The band's first album was called Last Leaves, and it was released at Celtic Connections in 2000. They've done lots of tours and personnel changes and the occasional hiatus over the decades. They got another award in 2010, Scots Trad Music Awards, as Folk Band of the Year. They don't really do the gimmicks kind of thing, but they trust the strength and power of the songs they're doing, including this lovely track. It's called The Roving Plowboy from their CD called Three Ravens. This is Malinky.
Come saddle to me, my old grey mare. Come saddle to me, my pony, oh. I'm on the road and I'm going far away. A war with a roving plowboy, oh. Plowboy, oh, plowboy, oh. I'll follow the roving plowboy, oh. And last night I lay in my fine feather bed. Sheets and blankets, a cosy, oh. The night time and lie in the cold barn shed. Round in the arms, oh, my plowboy, oh. Plowboy, oh, plowboy, oh. I'll follow the robin, plowboy, oh. Champion plowboy, my Joe the lad. Cups and medals, the prizes, oh. Inside there's name can compare. Away my jolly roving plowboy, oh. Plowboy, oh, plowboy, oh. I'll follow the roving plowboy,
transition between the tune and the song and back and forth. It's wonderful. That was Malinky, a band out of Edinburgh originally, and that was from their CD called Three Ravens, something called The Roving Plowboy. And we are doing songs about plowboys today on Roots and Branches and Beyond. Next up we have something called, well, it's a slightly different, it's not actually a plowboy, we'll get back to plowboys, don't worry. This is called The Hand on the Plow. This is Jimmy Aldridge and Sid Goldsmith. And they're a rather celebrated duo. I've played them a number of times. They emerged out of the British folk and acoustic scene in recent years. They've been conservation workers, I believe it was, before they went into music full-time. They're some outstanding vocal work, some great songwriting, and nice instrumentation, yeah, real kind of an integrity. This comes from a 3-CD set from Fellside Records, and they're playing some of the artists that they had signed, and this was some early work that Jimmy Aldridge and Sid Goldsmith did. This is called The Hand on the Plow.
Your hand on the plow, your mare is steady and she's pulling on now. Keep your hand on the plow, hold right on. Her eyes are low and she's pressing on. She'll lead you downhill if you give her the run. Keep your hand on the plow, hold right on. Hold on, hold on. Keep your hand on the plow and you hold right on. She's a willful mare if you keep her in tight. Remember years past, keep your line in sight. Keep your hand on the plow, hold right on. Looking back at the land that we've turned, far is on straight and there's lessons to learn. Keep your hand on the plow, hold right on. Hold on, hold on. Keep your hand on the plow and you hold right on. In this ancient field that we plow every year, see still to sow and a mare to be steered. Keep your hand on the plow, hold right on. You're on your own, but your back is strong. Keep your hand steady, keep it pulling along. Keep your hand on the plow, hold right on. Hold on, hold on. Keep your plow and you hold right on. Hold on, hold on. Keep your hand on the plow and you hold right on.
Real nice early work there from Jimmy Aldridge and Sid Goldsmith, something called The Hand on the Plow. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond. This is show 188, and we're talking about plows, largely. Today, you could be listening on Caper Radio, CJBU, which is 107.3 FM in Sydney, Cape Breton, or, speaking of capes, you could be listening on Cape May Radio, WCFA, 101.5 FM in Cape May, New Jersey. However you got here, I'm glad you've joined me. Well, next up we have The Navigators. I just played them a couple of weeks ago. I think I played Mortimer's Garden Party from one of their CDs. But hey, it fits. They've got another song. This time it's called The Plowboy from their Dance and Sing CD. This is the Newfoundland band, not to be confused with The Navigators from Norway or The Navigators from Sweden. But they were formed in November of 2000, something like that. I don't have the date in November, so I don't get quite that precise. Their debut album was this album, Dance and Sing. Helped the band win the 2002 Music Industry Association Newfoundland Labrador Award for Roots Traditional Group of the Year. And some fine singers, and Arthur O'Brien is one of the vocalists, as well as Fred Jorgensen, and some wonderful music as well that they do, some instrumental music. This is from, as I say, Dance and Sing, and it fits right smack dab in the middle of our wonderful theme today. This is The Plowboy, The Navigators.
A plowboy, but a soldier I am now. I called a lovely Molly, a milkmaid I vow. I called a lovely Molly, I delight in her charms, and many's the long night I am rolled in her arms. With me renting her and nanny followed I know. Oh, but you, lovely Molly, I now must go away. This great providence promotion across the sea. And if ever I return, it will be in the spring, when the lark and the linnet and the nightingale sing. With me renting her and then he followed I know. You can go to all the markets, the gatherings and fairs. You can go to church on Sunday and choose your love there. And if anybody loves you as well as I do, I'll try to stop you when love so fairly well as you. I anybody asks you where you're from, you can tell them you're a stranger from the county Tyrone. When we ran to Nairn and he followed Dido, she sent me a posy and a red rose of wine. I sent her another and was through mixed with thine, saying you can keep your red rose and I will keep my thine, and you can drink the your true love and I will drink to mine. When we ran to Nairn and he followed Dido,
they do that ever popular studio fade. That's the Navigators, and a track there called The Plowboy. Wonderful material from their CD called Dance and Sing. This is Roots and Branches and Beyond, show number 188. And you could be listening a variety of places, but possibly on Fanshawe's 106.9, the X, Sky XX, in London, Ontario. Two more tracks here that I have time to slip in. The next one is from a band called Mad Pudding. And they were started in the early 1990s by Andy Hillhouse, who was on guitar, Amy Stephen on the accordion, and they were joined soon after that by Wilson, Cameron Wilson on fiddle, and Richard Ernst on bass. And their first gig was as a band in the summer of 1991 in Ambleside Park on Vancouver's North Shore. Yeah, a few years later, they released their first album, Bruce's Vegetable Garden, then Dirt and Stone and Rattle on the Stovepipe. The Dirt and Stone is what this is taken from. They've had a lot of great fiddlers that have toured with them over the years when they've done concerts. Pierre Schreier was one of their touring fiddlers once. Shannon Johnson, Maurice Bohm, April Virch, Shona Lamotti, and Jenny Bice, and a number of others as well. They recorded Grand Hotel in 1999, and that was recorded, produced by Silly Wizard out of Scotland. There, Johnny Cunningham, one of the members of Silly Wizard. And in about 2003, they decided to take a break, and took a break for about a decade and came back in 2012 at Vancouver's Rogue Folk Club, which is a wonderful folk club to attend. And have done a few things since then. This is The Plowman's Son, and it's from their CD called Dirt and Stone. This is Mad Pudding.
The finest dancer I've ever had. He's young and strong. He
We're a great band out from the west coast of Canada, Mad Pudding. They've got a number of CDs out, which you can still find here and there if you go to good CD stores once we can go back into them again. And time for one last track. And so I'm going to play something from a band called Real Time. And this was a charismatic Irish quartet. And they did music, a lot of energy and lift, as a lot of Irish music is. But they had sort of a jazz foundation. They were centered around this duet and unison playing of accordion and fiddle. So there's Galway fiddler and vocalist Mairean Fahy and guitarist Chris Kelly. And they made their debut with Green Linnet Records in 1994. I'm going to play a track from that fits our theme today. Mairean Fahy was a multiple All-Ireland Award winner, and she was playing and dancing by the time she was age of three, and she was asked to join the river dance phenomenon. Well, who wasn't, you know, who was an amazing Irish traditional musician. But for the next decade, she was hailed by critics as an athlete of the bow, a joy to watch, you know, simply breathtaking or whatever, so she really cut her teeth on that river dance thing. And I know I'm dating myself because some people have never heard of river dance, probably, those who are younger among us. The guitar player Chris Kelly, as I mentioned, he specialized in percussive guitar accompaniment, used a lot of rock and jazz chords to accentuate the Irish trad, and they kind of moved easily between Irish trad and, well, ragtimey or Texas swing or whatever. They also had Brendan Power on harmonica sometimes. He's a wonderful harmonica player, originally from New Zealand, plays the Irish style. And they had some help as well from Johnny Cunningham. I talked about him just in the last track there. They were from Galway in West Ireland, the Real Time themselves. Three members, I think, still reside there. All four have been working musicians always, but it wasn't really until later in their life and their career they were able to dedicate themselves full-time to their craft. Before that, it was really just, you know, an avocation. I think there were three of them were teachers and one was a pharmacist or something like that. So this is the tune here is called The Plow and the Stars. I'll get to it, don't worry. The Plow and the Stars, and it's a reel, and it gets into the sort of Texas swing tempo or whatever. But there's a couple of other tunes in here as well, Master McDermott's and Dylan Brown. So some wonderful music here from Real Time. Thanks for joining me today, and I hope you have a great week. Do take care of each other, and happy trails. See you again.